Indiana Competes joins the fight for LGBT rights already being waged by Freedom Indiana, a broad group of government and community leaders, businesses and individuals, and Tech for Equality, a group of tech companies led by former Angie's List CEO Bill Osterly. But Indiana Competes initiative manager Peter Hanscom says he's not worried about any redundancy the new group might create.
Adding more voices into this conversation only further highlights the necessity, right, that we really need to pass meaningful legislation this session.
And Hanscom says he's not concerned the different groups will be sending mixed messages because they all have the same core tenet.
And that is that we need full protections in employment, in housing, and public accommodation for sexual orientation and gender identity.
Indiana Competes will be comprised of businesses large and small from around the state, though Hanscom says they're not yet ready to unveil a roster. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.